Welcome to the final segment in our series on how recent college graduates can make a successful transition from student to professional. In today's segment, we're talking about some of the key skills young people need to master in order to find success in the workplace. The workplace can be a very strange new world for many of us young adults, and learning the ropes early on can really help accelerate career advancement. We're here today with Mary Abajay, an organizational development consultant and Washington area business leader. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. Mary, how is success in school different from success at work?
Oh, my gosh. It is so different. And I don't really think that young people appreciate just how different it is. The culture is different. The environment is different. The whole setup is different. And I know everybody knows this intellectually, like, oh, yeah, I know this. But I don't really think young people truly appreciate the indoctrination you get in school. I mean, if you're 22 and you're getting out of college, that means you've spent 16 years of your 22 years in one environment, and you're suddenly moving and learning how to succeed in that environment. And now you're asked to go to something that's completely different, which is the work environment, and succeed there. So let me tell you some of the key differences that often trip young people up. One is when you're in school, you get to choose your performance level. Like, you get to kind of say, you know what, I'm okay getting a B in this class, or I'm going to work to be a C student. Or if you're like you, Akila, you're going to strive to be an A student. But you go to the workplace and you don't get to choose your performance level. You're always expected to be an A level. Wow. Authority is very different. When you're in school, you're actually rewarded for kind of debating ideas with your teacher or negotiating your grades. But when you're in the workplace, you don't get to debate with your boss. You don't actually have a seat at the table. Your boss is the boss and has authority, and young people aren't necessarily used to that. Another big difference is the growth timeline. When you start school, you're told you'll go first grade, second grade, third grade, and you're given a rubric of what you need to accomplish in each grade to get your grade and graduate. It's not like that at work. So I see young people coming into the workplace and they want to know, when will I be promoted? What do I have to do? Et cetera, et cetera. And employers look at them and go, I don't know, you'll get promoted when I think you're ready. And that's very difficult because they've always relied on a timeline and a rubric, and you just don't get that at work.
What do successful people do at work better than unsuccessful people?
Successful people at work do three things. And all these three things have one thing in common. The one thing in common is they know how to play the game. They learn the game. They learn that it's different from school, and they learn what it is. And the three things that they know how to do better is they understand how to get results working with others. Okay, all results in organizations have to be done working with other people. Secondly, they know how to access and utilize their skills and talents effectively. Okay, they get how to use their talents effectively. And the third thing that they do well is they understand the nature of organizational life, because it's fundamentally different than the nature of school life.
What are the essential skills a young person needs to be successful in the workplace?
You know, in school, you know, your essential skills are kind of your academic skills, and it can be something like, you know, just memorizing, repeating, or, you know, kind of exploring knowledge. But in the workplace, there's three really essential skills that I'm going to posit that young people need. The first one is individual skills, and this is about being able to manage and develop yourself, knowing who you are, knowing what your impact is, and understanding how to really present yourself in the workplace. The second skill is second intelligence, as I call it, is your interpersonal intelligence. You have to know how to work and collaborate with others. Everything in an organization is done through working with others. And the third intelligence you have to have is organizational savvy. You have to understand how organizations work. You have to understand the power system, the dynamics, and the culture of organizations, and be able to work within that framework.
Can you talk to us a little bit about individual skills and provide some examples?
Yeah, this is really about, again, about yourself. And this is one of the first things that you need to do is you have to be able to align your expectations to reality. So understanding where you're going and really doing the inner work, saying, you know, I may know how to do accounting because I was an accounting major. I know the principles, but do I know how to work with clients? You know, do I know how I'm supposed to be evaluated in this organization? So align your align your expectations to reality, you're not going to be the boss in 6 months. And secondly, understand the difference between intent and impact. Understand how other people are going to look at you and how your behaviors affect other people. And do a really clear self-assessment about who you are and how you're showing up. And of course, get a good image.
What mistakes do you see young people make most often around it? Involving individual skills, and how do you feel like they can correct those?
I think their attitude. I think if you ask, they recently did a survey from employers, and they asked, you know, what are your biggest complaints about young people in the workplace? And the overwhelming answer was attitude. Young people come in with a misaligned attitude. They come in, quite frankly, this generation has a bad rap for coming into the workplace with an attitude of entitlement. Like, they just expect things to happen. They expect praise. They expect adults to cater to them because their parents always have and society has. And employers don't want to do that so much. The other big mistake I see, and this goes along with entitlement, is young people don't really appreciate doing menial labor. And I'm here to tell them, you're nodding your head. Like, yeah, no one wants, I didn't go to college to copy, right? But here's the thing about menial labor that's so important, is that's where all the action is. That is the blood and guts of any organization. So I want young people that next time you're asked to copy, to really appreciate what you're being told to do. You are learning. Here are the reasons that you're going to get from this. You're going to meet the right people, meaning the people that really get stuff done. Okay. You're going to learn how the organization works from the bottom up. You're going to, inefficiencies live at the bottom. So when you get out of the bottom, you're going to be able to make changes because the top doesn't pay attention to the bottom. So you have some great opportunities there. And finally, you are going, in order to manage, you have to know how to follow. And this is going to teach you how to follow.
I can vouch for that myself.
See?
I was definitely the receptionist for Clear Channel for a while. And in that position, I really got to know everybody inside of the organization, personalities and all alike. And a lot of the other employees didn't even know each other.
That's right. And so let me ask you about this, because I think this is important for young people to know. If I'm in Clear Channel and I need to get something done, my guess is you could tell me who does that.
Exactly. I can tell you everybody who does everything in this building.
That's right. And that is so key. That's going to be a big secret to your success. I started out as a receptionist as well. And I swear, one of my jobs was I had to get coffee for the boss. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do that. But then I realized, oh my God, I had FaceTime with him like 5 or 6 times a day. That is invaluable. I learned so much about the organization. Embrace the menial people.
That's right. The next essential skill that you mentioned young people should have is people and interpersonal skills. What are the key elements here? And is this just about getting along with others, or is it a little bit more?
It's about getting along with others, but it's also about really engaging people well. One of the main things about is that we've said before, it's all about working with other people. And the most important person you have to work with is your boss. Okay. Learn what your boss wants and do the job you're hired to do. Did you ever see the movie that The Devil Wears Prada?
I did. I love the
movie. Okay, it's a great movie. But look at her transition. She actually resisted the job that she was hired to do for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was only after she started like really owning the part that she figured out was important to her boss and gave it to her boss did she excel. Your boss is the biggest stumbling block or your biggest proponent. Make sure that you do the job your boss wants you to do and deliver it to them.
What mistakes do you see young people make most often when dealing with other people, and how can they correct those?
I don't think young people really appreciate the social network aspect of work. You know, like, you appreciate it because you started as a receptionist. I think that they don't take the time to really engage their coworkers. A lot of young people come to work, they wear their iPods, and they go home and they hang out with their friends. I would suggest you actually try hanging out with coworkers, introducing yourself, not wearing your iPods, and attending some of the work social events. It's all about who you know. That's where opportunity comes from.
Lastly, let's talk a little bit about organizational skills. How are these skills different from the skills used at home, school, or other organizations?
Well, this is about understanding what makes organizations tick. This is about appreciating that there are things like hierarchy and structure and politics and dynamics, and taking a moment to appreciate that. I'm not suggesting that young people begin to play organizational politics. What I am suggesting is that they lose their naivete and they start figuring out what's important to different people. What are the different agendas? Who has power? Who talks to who? And be aware that everything they do is playing into the organizational dynamic. And also appreciating the organizational culture. All organizations have it. And you have to understand that to be successful, you have to be able to work and adapt into the culture, which means not being too individual. It means not bucking the system. You don't have any power yet.
Right.
So try and adapt to the power and work your way in slowly, because it's only when you get in the power that you can make change. So stop resisting what is and start learning about what is.
So those are some of the mistakes that young people make in organizational life. But
yeah.
What if we already have run into these problems with our employers? Maybe we were resisting, and how can we correct that if we've already had that issue?
Oh, great. Well, if you've already had that issue, one of the, you know, I'm a big fan of, well, let's use that movie again. Andy, for those of you who didn't see it, she resisted it. She simply started dressing the part, and that sent a message to her boss, you know what, I value what you value, and I'm going to take this seriously. So if you've run into this, let's say your boss has had a conversation with you, or you're getting bypassed for promotions, I would simply go to your boss or to somebody you trust, a mentor, and say, you know what, I get it now. Help me learn how I can better fit into this culture. What can I avoid doing next time? And have an open conversation, but do something to show that you actually do get it. Like, it's one thing to get it, but then you got to show someone. You have to, like, let someone, because remember, they have an impression of you that you don't get it.
Right.
So you have to do something to change that impression.
Okay. Do you have any other tips for young adults just entering the workforce?
Well, we've talked about valuing the menial, which I can't stress enough. We've talked about making sure that you engage people socially. We've talked about making sure that you really engage your boss well, because it can be your biggest hero or your biggest stumbling block. I would also say that's important to look around the organization. Your first year or two is a real opportunity for you to play around. And by playing around, I don't mean fooling around. I mean explore other departments, meet other people. Like what you're doing in your job, Akila, you're actually kind of getting a taste for what other people do. So use this as an opportunity to learn what really turns you on about work. Because not everyone's going to find their dream job in their first job. So this should be a chance to explore. But explore with good intention and mindfully, and really start making those connections between what you like and who you like to work with.
Right. So these are all tips that we can use on our second and third,
exactly,
maybe even fourth job.
You'll have 8 jobs in your life, so enjoy them.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Mary Abajay for sharing with us her tips on how to make a successful student to professional transition. If you have any questions on any of the topics we discussed in this series, please visit www.workingwisdom.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm Akila Smith.